Music right there from Goldfrapp's latest album. It's called Tales of Us. That was Ula. Before that, we heard Nico Case with a track from her new album. That was Night Still Comes. And we started off with Juliana Barwick doing a track called Offing. That's from Nepenthe. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, your host. Very, very happy to welcome our first guests into the studio. They are playing at Blind Bob's this weekend with Night Beast, and we'll tell you all about that show and get to know them. But first, let's hear some live music from Dinosaurus.
Thank you.
Dinosaurus live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Take just a moment to sit back and relax, because we're going to be back to chat with them and hear more music that is coming up next on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around. Lots more to come.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life.
Oh my God.
One thing I really like in a radio story.
What's back there?
It looks empty.
No, there's someone living back there.
Is a mystery.
I'm not going back there.
There's somebody's hair. There's a head in there.
There's a shrunken head right there.
Mysteries explained each week. This American Life.
Saturday at noon and Sunday afternoon at 4 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of Dinosaurus. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Very happy to have you all here.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is a great place.
My pleasure. Tell me, how did this project get started? I only heard about it, you know, relatively recently, sometime mid to late last year. How long have you guys all been playing together?
Well, it's been about a year and a half, I guess. For the first year, we were a band. We were just kind of writing and practicing and, you know, doing that thing, you know, getting everything squared away. We actually recorded our EP, and had that ready to go for our first show. But, it came together after, this band that Jesse and I were in called Place Position sort of dissolved. We wanted to keep playing together, so we decided to start something new and got Micah involved. And then, I guess it was several months later, James joined the fold. So,
was it, you said you had the EP ready for your show. Was that always the kind of end goal, like we want the EP to be ready when we first go out and play live? Or did that just sort of sync up together really nicely?
It
was pretty natural. Yeah, it was pretty natural. I think a lot of it was that we didn't feel like we were done writing, and we had gotten kind of a set list together and, you know, realized, well, let's just keep writing, let's finish, record something, and then once we finish that, let's start playing. So the EP didn't, like, wasn't the deciding factor in us starting to, you know, play or anything. It was just, we just kind of happened to fold in that way and work out, so.
Plus, James, for his job, had to go out of the country for a stretch of a month two times in the course of us, like, starting this thing. So that kind of held us back a little bit from playing a show. So by the time we got, you know, down to it, we started demoing these songs. We're like, well, let's try to get this done. And then we finally booked our first show in September.
Nice. Do you risk when you are starting off recording and you know, primarily playing, you know, together, not in front of an audience, do you run the risk? I've heard some bands say that when they decide to take the thing that they've recorded out and play it out, then it becomes kind of this backtracking of, oh, we've done all these great things, these crazy layers and things like that on the recording. How do we then translate that into a live show? Did that present any difficulty for you guys?
I think the recording gives you the opportunity to play around with that and do some sound engineering and layer parts. But I think we've all done kind of our part to not necessarily keep our parts simple or anything, but reproducible, you know, in a live setting. So a lot of the stuff that's on the EP, you'll hear a lot of layers, but the real gist of what the material is does come out live as well. The EP doesn't necessarily have an abundance of layers on it that can't be reproduced.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty straightforward. It's mainly, you know, the four of us. It's not necessarily live, but it has that kind of a feel. So, yeah.
Now, let's talk, I know we're going to hear something from the EP here in a moment, but I want to talk a little bit about kind of the influences you bring into the band and the idea of being an instrumental band. Does being an instrumental band present any issues as far as, like, what kind of show do we fit in? Because when I listen to you guys, I hear, you know, elements of jazz and elements of metal and elements of straight up rock and roll. And on the one hand, you could fit on a lot of different style of bills. But on the other hand, that can also be very difficult when you're trying to describe to promoters and clubs and things like that who you are and what you do.
We've been pretty fortunate to where I think that at least locally, people will kind of get it, so to speak. And we have a lot of different friends and different bands that are just radically different sounding bands from each other, and we can fit on whatever bill. So that's kind of that, I think, has been really a bonus for us. And people really haven't been reacting to the non-vocals aspect of it really negatively at all.
Yeah, I really don't have anybody come up to me after show and goes, you guys should really have a vocal. it kind of just all speaks for itself.
So. But there's been so many, for me at least, it seems like there's been so many instrumental bands that have gotten big or bigger in the last 5 or 10 years that they've kind of made it okay.
Yeah, that's true. Plus, like, the different influences we all bring, like, we're all, you know, into a lot of different types of music and different bands and sounds and whatnot, so I don't necessarily think we're pushing the envelope with this in any way. It's just, you know, it's more, we just wanted to rock. You know, we just wanted to play some groovy riffs and, you know, rock and try
some
to...
Some heavy jams.
Yeah, we wanted to put an interesting spin on it, though, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's a culmination of all of our influences, I guess.
We just want to get turnt up.
Turnt with a T at the end.
Well, tell me a little bit about those influences. I know you guys have all come from other projects, some of which I'm very familiar with and some of which I'm not. But musically, what are you all kind of bringing to the table as far as either, you know, former or current other bands, or just as far as what's inspired you as a player?
Micah and I are really into the Toadies. Like a lot. Like a whole lot.
I had a feeling that was going to come up. It's kind of a running joke at practice. They keep busting out the opening riff to Possum Kingdom.
It's not a joke, dude.
The 90s hit of... Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
I think we definitely have some cross sections of things that we listen to, but we definitely all listen to a lot, a really wide variety of stuff. I think we all gravitate toward more like what we play that's quote unquote rock music.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
I just really like guitar rock. I mean, basically that, if it, in a nutshell, I like bands with guitars. Like it's hard for me to get into a band that doesn't have a guitar player. So a lot of, you know, from the heavier, like almost, you know, hardcore and metal stuff to some of the more, you know, pretty indie rock stuff and jazz and punk rock in between, you know, all that stuff. There's so many different bands and influences. I guess it would probably take way too long to like run down a specific list of bands, but you know,
probably never heard of them anyway.
So. Yeah, but yeah. I think we all I mean we all pretty much can put on music, you know, in front of the group, and we're all pretty much enjoy what's being played. And like Jesse said, you know, we all have specific things that we gravitate towards. But I think us all being extremely open to different genres of music and listening to that, it kind of comes out when we're writing and, you know, we're practicing, where it feels a lot more blank sheeted when we go to actually write material. There isn't, and I think that's one of the advantages of not having a vocalist, is we don't have to conform to a certain kind of verse chorus, or we don't have to worry about that fifth player. We just kind of come in and just do it. We just write.
Yeah, and I think that comes through a lot on the EP too, because most of the material is actually sort of jam, like we came to practice and sort of started jamming, and then we kind of, it snowballed and we, you know, wrote the song that way. It went from there. So, yeah. You know.
Well, I was going to ask you about your writing process, because I can definitely hear the kind of, you know, jammed influence. Like, I can certainly listen to the EP and picture you guys, you know, just kind of rocking out at practice and working out these parts. But it's also so tight that it also feels like, you know, it could be a situation where it's very orchestrated as far as the different parts. What is your writing process like?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, I mean, we'd come in and we'd start messing around, or like, you know, someone would start playing a riff and then we'd sort of just kind of take it from there, maybe try to get some other ideas flowing. But then, you know, there's been a couple of things where I've come in with like a part or two and we just sort of take those two parts and, you know, work with them and try to arrange them and do something different, like, you know, make it interesting, and everybody puts in their thing. So Micah, have anything to say there?
Another step of what we're doing when we write is, you know, we'll come to practice and we'll get a basic framework or something, and Chip will record it and email it all out to us. And
oh yeah,
you know, we have a pretty limited time when we practice. It's usually, you know, once a week for a few hours, so
yeah,
we have that week period where we're all listen to whatever we're working on, and we'll exchange text messages about this is too long, this isn't, you know, this isn't short enough, and you know, we need to bring this part up. So it's like a week of, you know, debating what we should do. And then we come back the next week and go, okay, let's do these parts. And then that might cascade out and doing that again another week or two more weeks until we finalize something.
We were writing some of the stuff for the EP while James was out of the country. And didn't you take, like, a practice bass or something with you? Weren't we sending you recordings and you were kind of writing bass parts while you were
in my head
on the other side of the
planet? Yeah, in my head.
The car rides I had to and from work were about an hour apiece. So, you know, you pop in the headphones and I'll just repeatedly listen to these tracks again and again and again. And so I'm out of the country and for a couple months kind of giving them my ideas of, I think I'm going to do this part. And it's funny because we came back and like the first practice we had when I come back, it was great. Like it was like we were practicing because I'd been listening so much.
It locked in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's very invaluable. Like that tool, like I have this little portable stereo recorder and we use that a lot. Like we'll record a rough, you know, jam or, you know, a new song or whatever. And then I'll upload it and like these guys can download it and then we can, you know, take it from there and talk about it. And, you know,
it's gotta be a great way to let the songs kind of incubate in everybody's minds, you know, over the course of a week or however long it is from practice to practice.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too much. Sometimes it's like, we're just, well, what about this and what about that? And I don't know.
Overanalyze it.
Yeah, we overanalyze it a little bit sometimes, but
I
do like writing that way though. It's fun because everyone gets to add their own kind of things. And the kind of interesting thing about this band is I think everybody really appreciates the different aspects each individual member brings to the band.
Well,
so James looking to practice and like have a new bass line, and it's, I don't know. It's a fun band. There's not really anything, any ideas getting shot down. It's real open. It's very cool.
Nice.
We have no filter. Like, we have no quality control. Is what Mike is trying to say.
It's all enough.
We're going to put out all the crap.
In a box set or something.
Yes. Yes. Lots of crappy B-sides.
There you go. Well, why don't we take a listen to the sort of two tracks / one single track from the EP. Do you guys want to introduce this at all?
Sure. This is a couple tracks that are kind of one. It's called New Strings. And
it's about a time that somebody got new strings for their guitar or bass.
You'll find a lot of the titles of our songs are very tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
So there's that
too. But, yeah, this song's kind of cool because it very differing, you know, parts. It sort of kind of does one thing and then completely turns a corner. So
cool. Well, let's take a listen to that, and we'll be back to talk more with Dinosaurus, tell you how you can go see them this weekend at Blind Bob's, and of course, we'll hear some more live ones as well. Right now, here's one from the Dinosaurus EP. It's called Rex, and this is New Strings.
We'll be right back.
Music from Dinosaurus. That's from their EP. And we've got the band in the house. Welcome back, everybody.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. So if people want to get their hands on this this EP, how can they do so?
Well, it is for sale locally at Omega in the Oregon District on 5th Street there. And you can buy it online on our Bandcamp site. It's dinosaurusdayton.bandcamp.com.
Excellent, excellent. And I assume that people will be able to get it from you Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, and we always have it at shows as well. So
Saturday night, you're going to be at Blind Bob's along with The Night Beast, Yip Deceiver, and Oreo Jones. Tell me a little bit. It's kind of a pretty eclectic lineup. Tell me about these guys you're going to be playing with.
Yeah, to say the least. I honestly don't know a whole lot about Oreo Jones and Yip Deceiver. I checked them out online somewhat, and like Yip Deceiver sounds more like sort of a dancey indie rock type of band, and Oreo Jones, man, I mean, he's a rapper. I think he's got some pretty eclectic taste for being in, you know, a hip hop guy, but you know, we'll see. You should come check it out. And of course, Night Beast. I mean,
tour de force.
Yeah, everyone knows who they are unless you've been living under a rock in the Dayton music scene. So,
sounds like it's going to be a fun evening. Lots of diverse tunes there.
Yeah.
Moving forward from this weekend, are you guys planning on trying to get out on the road this spring, or you know, kind of stick close to the Dayton area, or you know, just kind of play it by ear?
Well, I think we've got some other Dayton shows coming up in the spring. No plans as of yet for touring or anything. You know, a couple of us, well, three of us have kids, so I mean that plays a part there. But I think we're going to you know, continue writing. And we actually have a another release coming up soon. We're supposed to be doing a cassette tape, actually. Yeah.
Is that going to be a Gas Daddy Go thing, or?
No. Well, it's sort of in the works still. It's not on Gas Daddy Go, but this guy, Evan, contacted us. He saw us here in Yellow Springs at, we played over at Glen Helen, at the Glen Helen building with Hyrockin a few months ago. And he just contacted us through Facebook and was like, I really want to work with you guys. So
cool.
I think his imprint is called New Village Tapes.
Okay.
So that should be coming up soon. We're going to do a couple of longer jams. So it's going to be, I think it'll be pretty cool. I think it's going to be like a long A side and a long B side.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, kind of, you know, use the cassette format to its full advantage there.
Yeah, it's something different. You know, it'll be like kind of an exclusive thing. So, but like I said, that's all still in the works. It's, you know, we haven't started recording or anything yet, so.
Cool.
Yeah.
So stuff to look forward to then.
Oh, yeah.
If people want to keep tabs on, you know, what you guys are doing and you know, future live dates and future recordings and releases, where should they connect with you?
Probably our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/dinosaurusrex, WRECKS, Rex. Or, you know, check us out on our Bandcamp site.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Excellent. And we've got, Tom's getting links up to all those on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. All the ways to connect with these guys over there. And check them out Saturday night at Blind Bob's. It's Dinosaurus. They're going to be joined on stage by Oreo Jones, Yip Deceiver, and The Night Beast. And coming up, we're going to hear some more live ones from these guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, let's take a quick break. Let these guys get ready, get set, and we'll be back with some more live music from Dinosaurus. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Radio Basim, the host of a brand new show on 91.3 called Behind the Groove. Where else but YSO can you get 2 hours of the funkiest, hippest, booty-shaking music on the planet? Friday nights at 10. After Around the Fringe, get Behind the Groove on 91.3 WYSO. It's just fun with a K on the end.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Our guests, Dinosaurus, are going to be playing Saturday night at Blind Bob's. Check them out then, but in the meantime, check them out right now live from the WYSO studios.
We'll be right back.
Dinosaurus, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Thank you guys so much. I don't even know if they can hear me. Thank you. They are playing Saturday night at Blind Bob's with Night Beast, Oreo Jones, and Yip Deceiver. And check out their EP. It's called Dinosaurus Rex. We've got all the info on how to connect with them on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Stick around, more live music to come here in a little bit. We've got David Payne from the New Old Fashioned in the house. He's going to be playing an acoustic set, and we'll spin some tracks from their forthcoming album. We'll also check in with Robbie from Blue Moon Soup about their show at Jilly's this weekend. All that and so much more coming up. In the meantime, here's new music from Best Coast.